Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. McGill University says it has now asked Montreal police to step in to deal with a pro-Palestinian encampment. At the same time, the request for an emergency provisional injunction to remove the campsite is set to be filed. Sarah Levitt has details.
It's a soggy day on McGill campus, and behind metal barriers plastered with posters, protesters in more than 50 tents are hunkering down. The encampment is now in its fourth day, with those taking part calling for the university to divest from funds and companies with ties to Israel. Now, though, McGill's administration has said it's requested help from Montreal police to dismantle the campsite. Protesters, though, say they aren't leaving.
I think it is a totally uncalled for escalation.
Lara Braidstein is a McGill professor who came out to support the camp.
For me, it really runs counter to what a university is supposed to be.
Amidst the possibility of police intervention, an emergency temporary injunction request is being filed on behalf of two McGill students who allege campus is unsafe. The request calls for the protester organizations named to not come within 100 meters of any McGill building for the next 10 days. Sarah Levitt, CBC News, Montreal.
The International Court of Justice has ruled against issuing emergency orders to stop German arms exports to Israel. The case against Germany was brought by Nicaragua, whose government argued there was a serious risk of genocide in Gaza.
The court remains deeply concerned about the catastrophic living conditions of the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
Despite that, the court found Nicaragua's arguments in favor of emergency measures were insufficient. The judges, however, refused to toss the case entirely, so Nicaragua can argue it again later. The Canadian economy grew by 0.2% in the month of February. That is below what most analysts were expecting, and it's down from the 0.5% we saw in January. As we head into summer, the Bank of Canada now must decide if the economic conditions are right for an interest rate cut.
We know who he is, and fleeing to another country will not stop us from attempting to locate him.
Edmonton police say a suspect in three drive-by shootings is now believed to be in India. They've issued an arrest warrant for 19-year-old Arjun Sanan. Police say shots were fired at homes in Edmonton and Winnipeg last winter, barely missing the occupants. In two cases, homeowners had been extorted and threatened prior to the shooting. The notwithstanding clause of the Canadian Constitution has never been used by a federal government. But the Liberals are warning Pierre Poilievre would do just that if he's ever prime minister. They're pointing to comments he made yesterday in front of an audience of police officers. Rafi Wijikanian reports.
It's very important on something as fundamental as Canadians' constitutional rights to show leadership.
Federal Minister Arif Virani teeing off on Pierre Poilievre.
In fact, that is exactly what he is not showing.
This after comments by Poilievre on Monday at a gathering of the Canadian Police Association. The Conservative opposition leader said he would implement tougher bail requirements and make it harder for convicted murderers to transfer out of maximum security prisons.
And all of my proposals are constitutional. And we will make them constitutional.
It's no secret what that means, Virani says.
Pierre Poilievre demonstrated very clearly to the Canadian public what his true intentions are with respect to the notwithstanding clause and how easily he would use it.
No federal government has used the notwithstanding clause to overturn a part of the charter before. On Monday, Poilievre said Canadian voters would get to decide on whether he's making the correct call. Rafi Bujikan, CBC News, Ottawa.
Donald Trump was found to be in contempt of court by the judge presiding over his hush money trial in New York. Judge Juan Merchan also fined the ex-president $9,000, $1,000 each, for each of the nine times he's violated the court's gag order. Trump remains barred from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and others connected to the case. He was also warned by the judge he will be jailed if he continues to violate the order. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.